What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Back in my day, if you grew up in the 80s, congratulations. You have fully entered your back in the day phase of your life. We're in our back in the day era. Well, storytelling to the young whippersnappers, Mental Floss, which I love them. They just put out a list of the most famous people of 1985. So 40 years ago. Actually, as I read through this list, I'm like, wow, a lot of these people still completely known. The first one, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was a rookie in 1985. Finishing his rookie season, he was already well on his way to becoming one of the biggest athletes in the world. Michael Jordan, everybody still knows Michael Jordan. I'd be like Mike. Pete Rose. Pete Rose had not yet had his gambling scandal. And that was the year, September 11th of 1985, Pete Rose broke Ty Cobb's record of 4,191 hits. His record still stands. 40 years.
Pete Rose blew it, though.
He did.
And he knew what not to do, and he did it anyway.
Did he, and I know he's passed, but did they ever revisit him not being in the Hall? Because they didn't let him in the Hall of Fame. He was, you know, exiled from baseball.
I think they've talked about it, yeah.
I don't think it's
very controversial, though, because he, again, was someone who, even after being caught, said, I didn't do that, and then later goes, I did that. It's just one of those things where he's kind of not, despite being a great baseball player, not a great person. Like, he's one of those guys who I want to say it was an all-star game, and he ran to the, and he was known as Charlie Hustle. He was a guy who was so freaking into it, but he, at an all-star game, I think it was the catcher, ran to home plate and just knocked the guy out, and it changed that dude's career forever.
At an all-star
game. At an all-star game.
Which did not matter or count toward anything.
And he
ran
the plate and ran the guy down, and, you know, the ball comes free and he's safe. And that guy's done. I'll look it up. But anyway, Pete Rose.
So these are the biggest pop culture stars of exactly 40 years ago. Michael Jordan, Pete Rose, Madonna, and Sean Penn. They were both established stars, especially Madonna, but they're a coupling. Elevated both of their statures, and they say, especially Sean, like it was the biggest benefit to him. Although, I don't know, I feel like Sean, well, maybe not. What the hell do I know? Maybe Sean Penn never would have been as big if he hadn't been with Madonna. But I feel like he was known. Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox was one of the biggest pop culture stars. He was already the breakout star of Family Ties, but 1985 in the summer was Back to the Future, which I have to believe, as a fan of time travel movies, you've seen all the Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Many, many times. Definitely in my top four favorite movies.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie. There's a ride at Disneyland, isn't there? The Back to the Future ride?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movies.
Oh, they're great. I just loved him at one point in my life. He's a dreamboat.
Really? Mm. He's kind of like nerdy.
Yeah. I just loved him. Loved him.
Can't wait to meet John.
Oh. Have you ever seen a picture of John?
No.
Oh, that's why I've never seen a picture of Susan.
I have an image of John in my head, though.
Oh, yeah? What does he look like?
Short.
Yeah. Yep. You got that one right. That's one right.
He's got short hair, like not specific color. Mm. Okay. It's not a very vivid picture.
He actually has kind of a fro. He's got very, very brown hair.
That makes more sense.
And
he would have a lot of
hair. Super curly.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
He's taller than me when his hair is big.
I love that. What do you think Susan looks like?
I think Susan is, I think he's taller than you, but not by much. I think he's got a short haircut and light brown hair, and he wears glasses.
No.
Oh. Mm. I think of him as being, he walks down the beach with his pants rolled up and a pink sweater tied around his neck.
That's so cute.
I don't know. Actually, I do sort of have a weird mental image of him, but.
People go crazy when I post him on my Instagram. All the comments are just Susan, Susan, Susan.
Oh, wow. You have put up pictures on Bumble.
Oh yeah, I've seen him.
I'll have to go look. Mm-hmm. Stunner. There's definitely pictures of John on my Instagram. If you go back.
Okay.
Yeah. Michael J. Fox. We were talking about this is biggest pop culture stars of about 40 years ago. This is 1985. So for some of us, these are like we grew up with these people. Phil Collins. Do you know who Phil Collins is? You know his daughter, Lily Collins.
I know Phil Collins, of course. Tarzan was like when I was a kid.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
That is so funny that that's what you know him from.
Phil Collins' third solo album, No Jacket Required, was a juggernaut. And he was, I would say between Genesis and Phil Collins' solo stuff, he was a huge staple on MTV.
I mean, that was it. Like, he absolutely... when Peter Gabriel left Genesis, he went from behind the drum kit. Well, at first he stayed behind the drum kit and continued to sing. Mm-hmm. And then later they realized he's the singer. He's the guy.
Let's get him out there. Right.
And then he went on to, like many singers do, when they get great success in their band, they realize, I don't need those guys.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and do a solo thing.
And then suddenly he's doing solo albums and soundtracks and more.
So his third solo album, No Jacket Required, was a juggernaut. It hit number one on the Billboard sales chart in just 4 weeks, which, by the way, that's not how it works anymore. Now you put out a record. It doesn't take you 4 weeks to get to number one. You're just number one because everyone goes, oh, stream that.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Rock Hudson, and he was actually from our parents' generation. His first breakthrough roles were like in the 50s and 60s as a conventional leading man, very much in the closet. But in 1985, he revealed he had AIDS and he succumbed to it a few months later. He was the first well-known public figure to announce that they had AIDS. It was very scary and poorly understood at the time. And it was a big turning point. Not long after Rock Hudson passed, Congress allocated $221 million in 1985 dollars, by the way. That was a lot of money. And donations to various AIDS charities started pouring in. Chevy Chase, huge pop culture figure in 1985. He had four films out that year, including Fletch and National Lampoon's European Vacation. He was just ruling at that point.
He was one of my favorite actors for the longest time.
So there's more, and it's all at Mental Floss if you want to read through the whole list, but there's a few of the highlights.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is for the millennials. So there's a little something for Gen X and here's something for the millennials. Now,
all right.
I talked to Bob a little bit about this morning and she's a cusper. She's a zillennial.
Okay.
Because that age 30, I think she's the year that it changes over, right?
Yeah, around there.
Okay. So she felt like for part of this, she was a little bit on the young side. But if you are a millennial, and you felt something burning in you, like, what's going on
is
Friday?
Is it chlamydia?
It's not chlamydia. Okay. No. It was teenage you going, oh my God, my two favorite bands are on stage together right now. The Jonas Brothers were performing in Virginia Beach on Friday, and they shocked fans by bringing out Hanson.
Oh,
so apparently, and so all six brothers all performed together on the Hanson mega hit, Mbop. Crank that up. I can barely hear that. So it's exactly what you think. It's all six of them standing across the front of the stage. And it actually, I watched the whole thing and I thought it does look like they're singing live. It sounded absolutely amazing. There were just, I only think they were singing live because I thought it was pretty clear that the kid, the lead singer of, who I think was the middle brother mm-hmm. in Hanson, mm-hmm. He definitely seemed to be singing live on the verse. And it just, and it was just like the harmony sound absolutely great. And if you are a millennial and now I know that Bob, as a zillennial, you were a Jonas Brothers fan.
Yes, for sure. When I was in middle school, the Jonas Brothers were blowing up and then they had their Disney Channel show and they did Camp Rock with Demi Lovato, who they actually brought out, I think it was on opening night of this tour. They started at MetLife, which is crazy that the Jonas Brothers have such a committed fan base that they're playing places like MetLife
Gigantic
Stadium.
Gigantic places.
Insane. And they brought out Demi Lovato on the first night, and they sang Camp Rock song, and the internet was going crazy. Because Demi Lovato has been like kind of not doing very much recently.
Right.
So that was exciting. And then they brought out Jesse McCartney a few nights ago to sing Beautiful Soul. Apparently the Jonas Brothers opened
for
Jesse
McCartney.
That was a
huge Disney Channel hit. Like that,
yeah.
Beautiful Soul. My kid used to walk around the house singing that at the top of his lungs.
They're giving the people what they want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes. It's brilliant.
So Mbop was a hit when we started here.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up even being played on Alice.
Yeah.
And I would put that right up there with Call Me Maybe as just the over-sugary, biggest pop addiction.
Just ear candy.
Yeah, you just can't. If it comes on, you're like, don't touch that. Nope. I need to hear that.
I just need to.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.